AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden visited the Veterans Administration Medical Center in Washington, where people were getting vaccinated. He was asked when he's going to sign a coronavirus economic relief bill.
As soon as I get it.
Congress could give final approval soon. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the president will be speaking in primetime later this week.
To commemorate the one-year anniversary of the COVID-19 shutdown on Thursday, he will discuss the many sacrifices of the American people have made over the last year and the grave loss communities and families across the country have suffered.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says newly released guidance says people who are fully vaccinated can gather with other vaccinated people indoors without wearing a mask or social distancing. It means some long-awaited reunions could happen.
You can visit your grandparents if you have been vaccinated, and they have been too.
Jury selection has been delayed for Derek Chauvin, the former officer involved in the death in Minnesota of George Floyd.
The judge overseeing the trial of a former Minneapolis police officer accused in the death of George Floyd has paused jury selection for at least one day. That's while an appeal proceeds over the possible reinstatement of a third-degree murder charge. While the defense does not want another charge to deal with, former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says it would be helpful to the prosecution.
It's an important decision for the prosecution because it allows them to present another choice upon which a juror can return a verdict of guilty.
Derek Chauvin is charged with second-degree murder and manslaughter in Floyd's death. Jury selection is expected to take at least 3 weeks. I'm Shelley Adler.
A federal judge dismissed a lawsuit that challenged so-called race norming in dementia tests for retired NFL players, saying it assumes black people start with worse cognitive functioning than white people. Wall Street, the Dow is up, the NASDAQ is down. This is AP News. Another Senate Republican is not running for re-election. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Missouri's Roy Blunt is fourth in the Senate's GOP leadership and the fifth Republican senator to say he's done.
I won't be a candidate for re-election to the United States Senate next year.
His video announcement was a surprise. Blunt was widely expected to seek a third term next year, while Democrats are hoping to gain seats in Ohio, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania, where other incumbents also are not running. They do not expect much in Missouri, which has become much more conservative after decades as a swing state. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police say a Times Square performer known as the Naked Cowboy was arrested for resisting arrest without violence and panhandling while working a gig at Bike Week in Daytona Beach, Florida. Robert Burke is a regular at Bike Week. He wears only white briefs, boots, and a cowboy hat while playing a brightly colored guitar. Ed Donahue, AP News.